Anthony, or Tony Christensen, is the leader of the Natural Resources Program for the Heidelberg Cooperative Association and has worked with the Haida tribe for about 16 years. Through his work, he's helped form a rather driven group of Haida members working together to evaluate and protect nearby streams and land that the entire community depends on.
Well, you know, the Heidelberg community itself is pretty conservation-minded. You know, we have a large reliance on the natural resources for food and shelter and heat. And so it only seemed right that we focus on developing programs that make sure that we have a long-term sustainability for the resources we need and that they stay largely healthy.
Christensen refuses to take full credit for the conservation work, citing it as a community-run program. However, Norman Cohen, a nature conservancy scientist who worked with Christensen, says inspiring so many fully invested community volunteers truly requires someone who has drive and charisma to inspire others for the future.
Well, in a lot of cases, a charismatic leader is necessary to catalyze a community, a group, an organization into action, and he certainly has filled that role in spades in Heidelberg.
This isn't Christensen's first award. There's all the federal grants for local projects, as well as the personal awards, including one from the gold medal basketball tournament in Juneau, where event organizers recognize his work with kids as a coach and role model in the Heidelberg community. However, Christensen says the real award will come later when Heidelberg continues to thrive because of all the work put in by the community.
The award itself, I really appreciate all of the recognition, but you know, the recognition for me is when Heidelberg's on the map and they speak highly of our community. That's reward enough for me.
Reporting from Ketchikan, I'm Madeline Beck.